This is Bill Munhausen with the Key Opinion. The climate change or global warming movement has been creeping up on us for the last two decades and is now reaching a critical stage. 17 states are poised to follow California's lead to ban gas and diesel vehicles by 2035 in response to climate change. The impact on commercial transport and supply changes will be devastating, and all aspects of our economy will be impacted, costing trillions of dollars. And all of this is based on faulty science. Listen to this interview with a geoscientist.
Look, we all accept we're in a period of global warming, but a lot of people are panicking, aren't they?
Yes.
Are they right to panic?
No. They should relax, basically, simply because if they were to go and look at the natural history of the Earth, which has all been unravelled since these climate myths were created by the UN, they'd find that actually what is happening now is almost totally normal. And the Earth, on the short term, forget ice ages, that's a confusing thing, but for the last 10,000 years, which is a short warm period within an ice age cycle, it goes up and down about a degree at the equator, 2 degrees at the poles, about every 1,000 years, and it's perfectly normal. And the rate of rise now, before obviously people might phone in with this one, the rate of rise is not unusual either. It's about 1 degree in a century, and it goes up and down while it's, it can go up and down a degree while it's doing that.
Yes.
And that's a global average over 30 years. It's not the weather.
So we've got on one side, we've got the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. We've got thousands of supposed experts.
Yep.
All stuffing stuff into their models. Why are they wrong?
Well, because their presumptions that they feed into their models are wrong. And I think we talked briefly about this. It's called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. And one of the assumptions they put in is there's no natural change. So if the change that they assign to carbon dioxide is actually natural, there is no anomalous additional change to be observed. So it's not actually happening. And there's a very good reason why that could be so. Stop me if it bore you. Which is that it's a very small effect, the greenhouse effect. Within the overall parameters of the atmosphere, there are much bigger things at work, like the sun shining on it and the gravity pulling the atmosphere onto the ground, which basically sets what the temperature gradient, all this sort of stuff. But the control is from the oceans. The clouds control. The clouds are the control of Earth's climate stability.
So, in a sense, you think that people are panicking unnecessarily, and we've been warming now for the last sort of 150 years or give or take, since about 1850. There's something interesting about that period, isn't it? Tell us, why did they choose that point?
Well, that's because it's the lowest point. We are at 1 degree above the coldest it's been in the last 10,000 years.
Let's just repeat that. I mean, that's remarkable.
And the other remarkable thing is it's 2 degrees cooler than the warmest it's been in the last 10,000 years, which is the Egyptian and the Minoan period.
So this is really important, folks, because this is data, and that essentially the IPCC, they always talk about that we are 1 degree higher than the pre-industrialization period, that 150 years ago. But what you're saying, Brian, is that was the lowest point in the last 10,000 years.
Correct.
So in a sense, that's why we shouldn't be panicking, and that it's been much warmer in two or three previous periods.
Yes.
The issue isn't whether you believe this scientist or another who advocates for man-made causes. It is irrational to destroy economies and risk millions of innocent people based on a theoretical effect that very likely is beyond our control. We should not give credence to climate advocates who stand to profit from their pronouncements. And we should reject radical solutions like banning internal combustion. If you're concerned about CO2, drive a hybrid automobile that uses half as much fuel as a conventional vehicle. It will even save you money. That's a use of technology that fits your conviction without forcing others to conform. We need affordable and practical energy for the people of the world, and we can protect the natural environment without harming its inhabitants.